George Allen was a member of the U.S. Senate when the bills now popularly referred to as the Bush tax cuts were passed. In this month's debate, Tim Kaine made sure everyone would remember that.
George was the deciding vote for them to be put in place.
We're talking with Sean Gorman at the Richmond Times-Dispatch and PolitiFactVirginia.com. Now, Sean, opinions, of course, vary as to the wisdom and the effect of those tax cuts, but Tim Kaine's message was that if you don't like them, then blame George Allen because it was his vote that put them on the books. Did Mr. Kaine get that right?
There's no doubt Allen supported the Bush tax cuts. They were passed in two phases, and Allen voted for them both times. In 2001, legislation lowering tax rates passed the Senate by a vote of 58 to 33. Now, a second bill passed in 2003 lowered taxes on dividends and long-term capital gains, among other provisions. Now, that 2003 measure barely passed the Senate by a vote of 51 to 50, with Vice President Dick Cheney casting the tie-breaking vote. Now, Kaine's campaign said that had Allen voted no on the 2003 measure, it would have failed by a vote of 51 to 49. So by Kaine's rationale, Allen therefore cast the deciding vote on putting the tax cuts into place. Now, it's true that Allen's vote for the 2003 measure led to a 50-50 split, setting up Cheney's tie-breaking vote. But it was Cheney who cast the true deciding vote by breaking the tie in the Senate. Now, if any one of 50 senators who supported the tax cuts voted differently, then the result would have been different. By the Kaine campaign's rationale, that means 50 senators cast the deciding vote. So it's an exaggeration to say that Allen cast the deciding vote. So we rated the claim false.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thanks, Fred.
Sean Gorman writes for the Richmond Times-Dispatch and for PolitiFactVirginia.com. I'm Fred Eccles.